The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Morning. So, I like to observe festivals. So if I were to be here last Sunday, instead of doing the second Sunday after Christmas, I would observe Epiphany. And that's where we did the church in St. Cloud, they observed Epiphany. Well, today, instead of the second or the first Sunday after the Epiphany, we're observing the baptism of our Lord. Because it reminds us him being taken on our sins in his baptism, and we take on his righteousness when we are baptized. So let us rise as we begin singing our first hymn.
Thank you.
beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, the poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy all's mercy, and for the sake of the holy and the mysterious sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We continue at the intro printed in your bulletin. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. Lord, you have been favorable to your land.
You have brought back the captivity of Jacob.
You have forgiven the iniquity of your people.
You have covered all your sins, Selah.
You have taken away all your wrath.
You have turned from the fierceness of your anger.
Restore us, O God of our salvation.
And cause your anger toward us to cease.
Will you be angry with us forever?
Will you prolong your anger to all generations?
Will you not revive us again?
That your people may rejoice in you.
Show us your mercy, Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints.
But let them not turn back to folly.
Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him.
That the glory may dwell in our land.
Mercy and truth have met together.
Righteousness and peace have kissed.
Truth shall spring out of the earth.
And righteousness shall come down from heaven.
Yes, the Lord will give what is good.
And our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness will go before him.
And shall make his footsteps our pathway.
Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him.
And thy glory may dwell in our land.
Thank you.
baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River. You proclaimed him your only beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. The third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching in his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. The central thought here is that God invites us to rest, reflect on his word, and receive his forgiveness in order to strengthen our faith in him. When people today set aside time for rest, how do they spend that time? Then they want you to read Luke 10, verses 38-42. Why does Jesus commend Mary and not hardworking Martha? As Christians, God's word leads us to delight in his wondrous works of creation and redemption. How does God's word open our eyes to see all of his good works? The Old Testament reading for the baptism of our Lord is from the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, beginning with verse 1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I will put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will break forth justice for truth. He will not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. Here endeth the Old Testament reading. We continue with the gradual printed in your bulletin. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. Blessed be his glorious name forever.
May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
Our epistle reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Christians in Corinth, the first chapter, beginning with verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put shame to the mighty, to the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and salvation, sanctification, and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Here endeth the epistle reading. Please rise for the Alleluia in verse. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your spirit
the Holy Gospel is written in the third chapter of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 13.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Galilee to John, to Jordan, to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Here endeth the gospel reading. Our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed found on page 22. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered in the theory, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sit at the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets.
As we continue with our next hymn, a bulletin insert. Jesus, rest upon each and every one of you. Amen. So why does Jesus want to be baptized by John? I mean, John's baptism is a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Those baptized by John confess their sins. However, Jesus has no sins to confess. Jesus is not a sinner, but rather he has come, as the angel told Joseph, to save his people from their sins. So it makes sense that John would initially refuse to baptize this sinless man. Dear saints in Christ, Jesus answers John, "Let it be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." But what does it mean to fulfill all righteousness? You know, the Old Testament often pairs the word righteousness with God's act of salvation. In Psalm 71 it says, "In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day." And then in the 9th chapter of the Old Testament prophet Zechariah, he says, "Behold, your king is coming to you righteous, and having salvation is he." So when Jesus says that thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness, he is saying that by his baptism, he will embark on his work of saving sinners as the angel foretold. The Old Testament reading prophesies that God would appoint his servant by putting his spirit upon him. Here at Jesus' baptism, God fulfills this prophecy as you see that the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. In Jesus' baptism, God is sending Christ Jesus on his earthly ministry to be a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, and to bring out prisoners from their dungeons of darkness. The Heavenly Father says of Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." These are indeed lovely words. Nevertheless, they are easily misunderstood. When you talk about how you love your children, you often think that you want to make them happy and safe from all harm. But the Father means something a little different with his words here. The Father, who has loved his Son from eternity, has also in love sent him to save sinners from your sins. When God the Father says that he is well pleased with Jesus, he doesn't mean this in some sort of generic way that he's a good boy. No, he has in mind a very specific work that Jesus has set out to do. The Father is well pleased with Christ because he will start to win for mankind salvation through his perfect obedience, with his innocent suffering and death, and finally with his resurrection from the tomb. And here you should see that this baptism is not for Christ's benefit. I mean, he doesn't need this baptism at all. He has no need for his sins to be washed away. He doesn't need to be forgiven. No, Jesus is baptized for your sake. Instead of having sins washed away, Jesus enters the baptismal waters to take on the sins of the whole world. Jesus is baptized for the exact opposite reason that you are. You go to have your sins washed away. He goes to take your sins upon himself. You are baptized to be rescued from Satan and hell fire head on. Here Jesus makes a great exchange with you. His righteousness for your sins. His life for your death. His salvation for your condemnation. St. Paul says in his letter to the Christians in Galatia, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." You see, baptism joins you to Jesus' baptism. Nevertheless, baptism doesn't just join you to the water of Jesus' baptism. It joins you to the entire ministry into which Jesus was baptized. This includes his holy death, burial, and resurrection. As St. Paul says in his letter to the Christians in Rome, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. And so as God the Father declared his good pleasure toward his Son, who would obediently die upon the cross for the sins of the whole world, so in your baptism does God declare his good pleasure toward you, whose sins have been taken away by this marvelous work of Christ. You see, you cannot separate Jesus' baptism from his death upon the cross. Jesus' baptism was an anointing and commissioning from God the Father, where God sent his Son to the cross. This means that your baptism cannot be separated from Christ's death and resurrection. To be baptized into Christ's baptism is to be baptized into his death and resurrection. This is why you should not say, "I was baptized," but that "I am baptized." You are not at one time joined to Christ's death and resurrection. You are permanently joined to Christ's death and resurrection. You did not at one time repent of your sins and ask Christ for forgiveness. Rather, every day as a baptized child of God, you repent of all your sins and cling to Christ for forgiveness. This is a daily washing that returns you like waves upon the seashore, daily dying to sin, drowning the old man, and rising to new life in Christ. You did not at one time have faith in Christ, but you do have faith in Christ now. You are baptized. You have faith in Christ. You are forgiven. You are a child of God. You are clothed in Christ. And this is your current condition, not just some event that happened at one time to you. You see, baptism is powerful to save. Jesus says in Mark 16, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned." And St. Peter says in his first epistle that baptism doth now save you, not as removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know that baptism saves, because that is what God's word says. The Small Catechism says that baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined in God's word. And it answers the question, how can water do such great things? Certainly not just water, but the word of God in and with the water does these things, along with the faith which trusts this word of God in the water. For without God's word, the water is plain water and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is a baptism. That is a life-giving water, rich in grace, and the washing of the new birth in the Holy Spirit. Many people don't think that baptism saves. Well, if baptism were just plain water, it certainly could not save. But baptism is not just plain water. Baptism is joined to God's word and promise. If you were to add concentrated fruit juice to water, you wouldn't call it water anymore. You would call it juice. It would have all the nutrients and extra calories of juice. Water is an inactive ingredient in many pharmaceuticals. Nevertheless, you would be foolish to doubt the potency of medicine simply because its main ingredient is water. So how much more should you consider the power of baptism, which is water joined to the powerful word of God, which created the universe out of nothing and raised Christ Jesus from the dead. At Jesus' baptism, all three persons of the Holy Trinity were made known. The Father made himself known through the voice from heaven. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was made known by the affirmation of the voice from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit who descended upon him as a dove. Now all three persons of the Holy Trinity are present at all times, in all places. Nevertheless, their appearance at Jesus' baptism tells you that the one and only triune God works in baptism. Jesus affirms this when he commands you to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. At your baptism, the Holy Trinity is present and working. Baptism is not your work. Although a pastor is pouring water and speaking words, it is not his work either. Baptism is God's work. In it, God gives you his Holy Spirit. He forgives you your sins. He joins you to Christ's death and resurrection. In it, he makes you a Christian. Dear saints in Christ, baptism is not something you do in addition to having faith, because baptism and faith go together just as Jesus and faith go together. To trust in your baptism is to trust in Jesus. Jesus was baptized for you. He gave you baptism in order to join you permanently to his work of salvation for you. So when you trust in your baptism, you trust that Christ truly did take all of your sins and die for them and clothe you in his own righteousness. So to confess, "I am baptized," is to confess that I am joined to Christ, that I am his, and he is mine. And if you are in Christ Jesus and share in his baptism, then the voice from heaven declares to you as well that you are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. Amen. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you have revealed your Son to us in the wondrous Epiphany in the Jordan. So also have you revealed your name and blessing to us in holy baptism, declaring us to be your beloved heirs. Grant that we may daily die to sin and rise to newness of life, living with joy as your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, prosper your church. Bless Matthew, our synodical president, Brady, our district president, Greg, our circuit visitor, our pastor, all church workers, those preparing for vocations in your service. Make them wise into salvation and faithful in all their duties and responsibilities assigned to them for our benefit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, preserve the family, especially all Christian homes. Turn husband and wife toward one another in love. Equip fathers and mothers for their holy duty as teachers of the faith. Preserve all children in the saving faith and certain promises of their baptism unto life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God of hosts, we give thanks that in the waters of holy baptism we receive the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. On this baptismal anniversary, bless Wyatt continually by your word and spirit, that he may faithfully keep the covenant into which he has been called, boldly confess his sin, and finally share with all the saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, there are no authorities except those you ordain. Give our leaders hearts like Christ, their Lord, who tends the smoldering wick and the bruised reed and rules always in righteousness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, your Son reigns in gentleness and rules for the sake of the downcast. Bind up those who are troubled and broken, especially Steve, Kathy, Bob, Barb, Jerry, Patty, Julie, Marge, Wally, Roger, Sarah, Helen, Rod, Carlene, Carol, Pastor Mo, Mike, Jenna, Ruth, Tammy, Roger, Steve, Larry, Rachel, Shirley, Deanna, Robin, Brianna, Lizia, Gordon, Deb, Mary, Billy, Ted, Tony, the Langton family, the Leslie family, Grace, Belinda, and Talitha, and open their eyes to your grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, in holy baptism, you have opened the heavens to your children. Grant that all who have been baptized into your Son would worthily receive the heavenly feast of his true body and blood for their forgiveness, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you have brought eternal life to us through the death of your Son. Grant that we who have come through baptism and have died to this world would ever more and more live in the resurrected life of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have manifested yourself with the Holy Spirit in the fullness of grace at the baptism of your dear Son. With your voice, you have directed us to the one who has borne our sins, that we may receive grace and forgiveness. Keep us, we implore you, in the true faith, since we have been baptized in accordance with your command and example of your Son. Strengthen our faith by your Holy Spirit, and lead us to everlasting life and salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Thank you.
should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For at his baptism your voice from heaven revealed him as your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him, confirming him to be the Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, our Lamb of God,
take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sins. Take, eat. The true body of Christ. Take the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for remission of all your sins. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Didst send thine only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank thee that for his sake thou hast given us pardon and peace in the sacrament. And we beseech thee not to forsake thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.